السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلاً وسہلاً ومرحباً to you. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant you عافیت and good health. حضرت مفتی صاحب اللہ تعالی give you a long life and make it easy for all of us and accept our du'as and our ibadats and all that we learn in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala bless our station, Markaz Sahaba and Radio Ansar for doing a fabulous work informing the Ummah. And Alhamdulillah, whatever they learn, Addandu Alal Khair Kafa'ilihi, may Allah Ta'ala accept all our effort and grant us tawfiq and ikhlas. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all your wonderful du'as. Allah Ta'ala reward you and Appa and the family. Jazakallahu khairan to our Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota Day in the studio. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yasir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 7th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. And we know in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and majority of the cities and countries of the world, it is the 8th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. You in the Gauteng region, in Johannesburg and surroundings and so forth, you have 4 or 5 minutes left, inshallah, to terminate your suhoor and istighfar. Come, let's all of us read istighfar now. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Quran Kareem teaches us the best time to read istighfar is suhoor time, sehri time, the pre-dawn meal time. And that is وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people make istighfar at suhoor time. And that is in the verb, Allah has mentioned it here. And in a noun form, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ. We continuously make this a habit. Whenever we are awake suhoor time, we take out 1, 2, 3 minutes and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Or we read the entire sentence. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. Ya Allah, I beg your pardon for all the vices sins I have committed. And I make tawbah, Ya Rab. Tawbah means for the future. We don't go and have a relapse and go back to those vices and evil and devilish lifestyle. So istighfar, to ask for pardon, forgiveness is for the past till now. And tawbah is for the future, that we don't go back to those vices. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Quran Sharif is asking us, Allah is asking us, why don't they repent? Why don't they ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness? Alhamdulillah, we are in Durban currently. I'll explain all that. But before that, let us focus on today's tafsir and commentary on the noble Quran. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, the chapter regarding radiance and effulgence, and verses 19 and 20. We still continue with Waqiatul Ifk, where the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they made wild allegations, accusations, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyadu billah, against Mother Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is mentioning the wa'id and the warning to such people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, verily those people, يُحِبُّونَ, they love now and in the future. أن تشيء الفاحشة, to circulate the immoral things, the obscene things regarding في الذين آمنوا, regarding those people who possess true iman, faith and conviction. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. For them there will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment in this world and in the year after. والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. And Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. And you human being, you creation, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. You do not know. All of us collectively do not know. Which doctor, which scientist, which professor can tell us about the ruh, the soul, the spirit? And we see like that there are millions of issues where people will say it's a mystery, it's beyond our perception and comprehension. But Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. So therefore, we in the media also need to be circumspect. Now we need to understand this properly. Remember, if a person committed a crime, he admitted to it, and thereafter we expose it, so that is what Islam says you must do. Take Trump, for example. So Trump now, before the elections and so forth, the first time 2016, he was busy with the prostitute Stormy and what have you, making storms everywhere, and he paid the prostitute, remember, $130,000 to shut her up and asylum. She took the $130,000 and she exposed him also. So that is what she did. She double-crossed him. So when we expose him, so that we must do, because these are the enemies of Islam, similarly with the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, that we go and get more and more stories, but it must be authentic. It must not be a hasbara. Hasbara is the term the Jews, the Jutlas use, so that they make propaganda. So our news must be factual news, not propaganda and fabrications and lies, even regarding non-Muslims, and more so regarding Muslims. So that's the first issue. Hadith is sahih on the authority of Thawban radiallahu anhu. Thawban was the Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liberated 63 slaves. The master alayhi sallam demise took place at the age of 63. And in Hajjatul Wida, that he bi yadihi ash-sharifa, the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed 63 camels. The remaining 37 were sacrificed by him, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Haydar al-Qarrar radiallahu anhu. So that much we should know. So Thawban was one of them who was liberated, emancipated by the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith authentic, mentioned in Mustadi Ahmad, من طلب أوراق الناس, that whosoever goes and you want to look for the faults of people and you want to find out what they are doing in their houses, what they are doing in their own party, in their own organization, privately, discreetly, in their caucus and so forth. So we go deliberately and make it our mission and so forth. So remember, Almighty Allah will disgrace that person. Allah forbid, Allah protect us all, in his own house, in front of the people. So remember, we got no business to be going into the private lives of people and trying to act as a big journalist and so forth. That is what the Western media does. And that is how that lady died, Diana, got killed. The paparazzi were busy behind her because she and Dodi were going to announce they're going to get married, or she was expecting, and she was promoting the Palestinian cause. So remember, the Western world don't want the masses to know that, because then she would be a great winner for Palestine, and thousands and millions of people should have turned in favor of Palestine and so forth. So that's why he eliminated her. So that is what the Western agency. So we need to understand this Quranic verse properly. So we must not fabricate and invent information against people, even if they're non-Muslim. But fahisha, all obscenities, this one is having an affair with that one and so forth, we cannot speak of it unless we have proof, or they themselves, they confess to it and so forth. So we need to be circumspect in that regard. So yeah, they were speaking about Mother Aisha Siddiqa, Allah forbid, and Sayyidina Safwan radiallahu anh, and no evidence, no shred of evidence. So Almighty Allah says, I know everything about you and what your motive and intention was. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَلَوْلَا قَدْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Had it not been the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah upon you, then the punishment should have come upon all of you immediately. But who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. He loves us more than our own biological mother loves us. Therefore, did you read the dua today, O Muslim? O Sa'im, O fasting person, now your time is up there. Remember in Gauteng as well, and there in Natal as well. So Cape Town, you have few minutes left. So O Sa'im, O fasting person, O Muslim, O listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Barakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, read chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you exclusively are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. So may Almighty Allah, every minute, every second, every moment, envelope us in his special mercy. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 7th of Ramadan, Mubarak, 1446. Since South Africa, Southern Africa, the 8th of Ramadan in most parts of the world, we present to you today's news, views and interviews. The Houthis of Yemen, remember all this, what I'm going to say is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Al-Imanu Yamani, that through Iman, faith, conviction, you will find in Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya, and through wisdom you will find in Yemen. Wal fiqhu yamaniyun, and the true fiqh and jurisprudence also you will find in Yemen. Subhanallah, so many virtues there. And for the Najdis, the Saudis and all of them, for them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. And made special dua for the people of Sham, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. One collective word for Sham is Levant. L-E-V-A-N-T. So we should know that the Master alayhi salatu wasalam is special dua for them. So these Houthis of Yemen, they are threatening Israel and telling them, if you attack Gaza, then we will attack you. And we're giving you an ultimatum. Within 3 days, if you don't open the borders so that the humanitarian aid can come in, the food, the water, the medication, and so forth, tear into Gaza. If that is not done within 72 hours starting yesterday, then remember that we will attack you. Well done to the Houthi Zindabad. We say long live. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we support Hamas, we support Houthis, we support the Shias, whoever, when they attack Israel or the interests of Israel or America. And in the same breath, we will tell you that the Shias are kuffar. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيْدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِغَدْرِ الْفَاتِرِ. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assist this deen and help Islam through non-Muslims also occasionally. So, the American Empire is over. Who said so? The well-known economist Richard Wolff. So he said the American Empire is over and Trump is just expediting it. And remember, inshallah, our dua is, and you Muslim, Muslimah, Sehri time, Sukur time, Iftar time, that is the dua you should make. That all might Allah, America and Israel implode, and they must have a civil war, and in that way they will all disintegrate, inshallah. Look at Syria. Now you have the new government. They call them the Islamist government. So nevertheless, that must still be proven. And on the other side, you have Bashar Assad. These fighters in a place called Latakia. If you know anything about Syria, Latakia is where the ocean is and so forth. So 200 people dead there. The people in favor of the government and the opposition and so forth, because they have lost, so they want to take revenge and so forth. Oh, Almighty Allah, destroy the Alawis, the Rawafis, the Shias. Alawis are the supporters of Bashar Assad, one of the worst type of kuffar Shias you will find in the world. Trump is threatening Russia now with new sanctions. This is just cheap talk and politics, you know. He knows he can't do that. Trump and Putin are big friends, so they will cut deals and make deals. But many a time, politicians make statements for public consumption, but they don't really mean it. So this is just to placate the opposition, because they say, yes, you are getting too close to Putin and so forth. So therefore, he made that statement. Zelensky of Ukraine says he will not apologize to Trump. So that's a good thing. Why must you apologize? Record number of people and pilgrims have entered Makkah Mukarrama to perform the Umrah, and we're still in the first week. So imagine what will happen second week, third week, fourth week, the last 10 days. So all of you who want to go for Umrah, you want to go to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, you are pining to go. So remember, read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh beloved Allah Jalla Wala, show us the holy sacred places of Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Mutalifa, and Bar Bar Hazirin Nasib Farmadi there. Let us go time and again, however, with that we should aid Aqsa al-Mubarak. Oh South Africans, oh British, oh people in other countries, do not neglect and abandon Aqsa. Do not abandon our first Qibla. Al-Aqsa yunadik. Aqsa is calling you. Show your solidarity. We have the means. I am banned. I can't go to Palestine. The Chutta has banned me for life. So we must be very clear that we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So we must go there and show, inshallah, our solidarity and emancipation of, remember, the Palestinians. So record number of pilgrims. Last year, it was 30 million people who performed Umrah locally from Saudi and foreigners. So they're going to beat that record, maybe. Allah alone knows. So because we're still in the first week, Netanyahu is dead against an inquiry on what happened on 7th October 2023. Because he knows all his secrets and all the clandestine activities will become apparent and manifest. Israeli, this is in the Haaretz newspaper. I read it last night, late at night. I'll explain to you what happened last night. Israeli lecturer calls the IDF army baby killers. He called them baby killers, you Jutlas, Haramis, you Zionists. So what they did, they made sure he resigned. But he spoke the truth, and we say, well done to you, professor, for speaking the truth. Trump pulls out $400 million from the Colombian University, and what is his excuse? He says that Colombian University is not protecting the Jewish students. From there, hundreds and thousands of students are marching from time to time. Pro-Palestine, Palestina shall be free from the river to the sea. And that was, they can't stomach it. It makes them go mad and like a bull in a china shop, you know. So that is what. So they will continue marching, inshallah. And inshallah, liberation will come to Palestine sooner rather than later, inshallah. Daily we make dua to Almighty Allah. The Israeli army and forces, when they entered Syria, then they stole people's things and possessions. Valuables when they entered Lebanon, so there also they stole. When they entered Gaza, so they stole the money, the jewelry, the valuables of the Palestinians. They are speaking of a nation that is mal'oon, that is cursed by Allah. We are speaking of a nation, remember that their forefathers, Allah transformed them into pigs and swines and monkeys. Quran says, chapter 5, verse number 16, وَجْعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. And that did not happen for any nation. It's not mentioned in the Quran. But this is mentioned, a complete metamorphosis took place. So you can understand, a khuya jwad as a dwaya jwad. A good Jew is a dead Jew. And if your husband is very stingy, my sister, you can tell him, Ya aswa sayinach, Nets was a jwad. Ya aswa sayinach, Nets was a jwad. You are so stingy, just like the Jew. The Afrikaners hated the Jutas, so they made all these proverbs and saying the Afrikaans language. So all I told you. Now let's come to the South African part and chapter. Then decline, my beloved country. What is happening in our own country? US pulls out from South Africa regarding an energy deal worth millions and millions of dollars. They said, we don't have time for you, South Africa. Then the Microsoft on the other end is going to invest millions and millions in South Africa. So that's a good sign. We must remember that. While them burst his banks and so much damage yesterday at OR Tambo Airport. Whenever I fly, whatever newspapers I can find. So if you just look at yesterday's newspapers, the images are all there. How the houses of the people collapsed. How much harm it caused to people in their gardens and in their orchards and in their houses and so forth. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us all. Always read chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The premier of Gauteng, La Sufi, he told Sadr Ramaphosa, the president, sorry, chief, sorry, president, I know I made a mess here regarding service delivery and other issues in Gauteng. That is the hub of South Africa, and it is the financial hub, but you look at it, it doesn't look like a third world country, it looks like a fourth, fifth world country, remember it. Hopeless, useless, incompetent, good for nothing. And you will see that just level there in Johannesburg on the periphery and see, you will just see the dirt piling up. You will see that there is load shedding. Yesterday also load shedding there in Gauteng areas, Johannesburg and surroundings. So where are you all? You have just got a bloated government, 77, 78 ministers sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi and collecting wages from us, and majority of them incompetent, good for nothing. Remember that. Thereafter, you must remember, I met Tari Shabir Asmal to see what happened last night. So we left, you know, OR Tambo Airport. We were 12, our family members. So I had Jumma Day in Benoni, and then from there we went to the airport. It's very near. So Hafiz Ibrahim Sharif, Ona Zabir Sharif, son took us. So anyway, there to the airport. And then, so 3 o'clock was the flight. So Alhamdulillah, we all managed to get tickets. And then we landed here for quarter past four. And by the time we reached the house of Dr. Junaid Arbi's residence, so where his mother was, my mother passed away yesterday morning at around 9:30, and Friday, Ramadan, what more can we ask for? Allah grant our sister Farida Arbi, Dr. Junaid, and Mohsin, and sister Shadia's mother, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, our du'as over the family, Allah make it easy for them, grant them sabr. And thereafter, we went to the top masjid, and thereafter, Asr was, and then Azhar Salat, and then, you know, then the burial, so everything was done on Friday, as I told Dr. Junaid yesterday morning, from 6:30 in the morning, 6:30, we were communicating. I said, just remove everything and leave everything in the hands of Allah. And before Friday sunset, everything must be done, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala fulfilled that aspiration, hope of ours, a good sign for our sister Farida. And Farida means to be unique, and how unique she is. For our family, the Sharif Noor family, 10 siblings, 6 of them, brothers, 4 sisters, now all are there by the mercy of Allah. Their mother, Aisafi, passed away on the 6th of Ramadan, 1995, and I was there in the castle. And I drove down from there to Roshni, it was Ramadan, and so hot, because I had to perform janaza even yesterday. So I still remember that day vividly and clearly. So Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumin, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Then after that, we had a wonderful iftar day in the Tonga, the railway masjid. Prem Maulana Desai is, mashallah, he needs a wife. We need to get him married also. So he is one man, one vote, you know, sir. So we must get him married, a nice pious, you understand, spouse for him. So he's a very good person also. And the people of Tonga, they prepared everything. The Halim was so nice, I thought of staying the Halim, you know, when Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Nurullah Marqadahu came to South Africa that time in 1981, and first of Shaaban 1982, Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith passed away. So in Madina Munawwara, it was just excellent Halim yesterday. It tasted very, very nice. Well done to you. Thereafter, you must remember, we went to Dr. Arby's place supper. And then I told them, me, I have to go home. Here home, meaning here Uslanga. And because I have to do my own Taraweeh and so forth. That side there, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and them are saying, please come there to the house. So I said, okay, I'll come. By the time I reached there, was after 10, I met Qari Shabir Asmar. Now this is the news I want to give you. Qari Shabir Asmar, Hafizahullah, Allah reward him. Our student graduate from Darul Mifasr, Mohan Azim Khatib, doing a great yeoman service to the Ummah. He is in this field almost 40 years. He's one of the most senior chaplains, as they call them according to the prison board. He's a Maulana, but they call him chaplain. Mohan Azim Khatib is doing great service. And then we have Mufti Shiraz Desai of Port Elizabeth, mashallah. So they doing, he told me, Qari Shabir Asmar, yea, in the Westworld prison, 700 Muslims are in prison, mostly for foreigners. Speak to Qari Shabir Asmar. We can condemn them and just leave them. But that is not the job of a Muslim. How can we empower them? Quran Kareem teaches us, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah has given us. So our zakat money, our lillah money, our sadaqah money, so food, obviously everything will be done legal. They have to get permission from the superintendent and the warden and whoever else are in charge. And then if we can give them food or money and what have you, so in that way, at least Ramadan time, they can pass 700 of them. This is in one prison. So what about the others and so forth and so on. So today's program, inshallah, this morning between 10 and 11, Saturday morning, is the medical file. Our special guest today, good brother, the Al-Amin Templeton, is my good, good friend, Dr. Zubair Dular Khan, the ENT. Allah reward you, Dr. Zubair Dular Khan, your family, your children. Allah Ta'ala may khair for you in dunya wal akhirah. So he will be on, wonderful person, the ENT. And then, inshallah, this afternoon, we will have, remember, the Q&A between 2 and 4, Brother Suleiman Asaf and myself, so therefore I'll take an early flight, inshallah, to go back home, rest a little bit, and thereafter. So Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers and sisters who helped out, and Allah Ta'ala grant our sister Farida. You were unique, you are unique. We will talk of you for many, many years. Allah grant our Dr. Junaid and his brother Mohsin and sister Shazia Sabri Jameel, that every person I met, they said, what a jackpot Farida is. I said in Urdu, ye maut to qabil rashk hai. Ye maut to qabil rashk hai. This is such a death, we envy you. Wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Farida. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when his beloved son Ibrahim passed away, the tears were rolling down, and he said, wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun. Ya Ibrahim, my beloved son, 18 months only, and you already left this world. Allah will give you a foster mother in Jannah. There the Mustaradiyan fil Jannah, open Mishkat Mustad Ahmed. We conclude today's program with the saying, but we'll change the ending. Wa inna bi firaqi wal mahzunun. Ya ukhti Farida, oh my sister Farida, we will be sad with your separation. You always call me Ba, he I Ba. So those words will always ring in our ears. Allah grant them the tawfiq to all our marhumeen. Allahumma fill lahum warhamhum. Wa sakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma zukum jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Allahumma taqabbal shuhadahum. اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Every day in Ramadan, Ya Lassana, beg all Mighty Allah for these three du'as. Ya Allah, make this the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Say, Ya Allah, take us from this world and with Iman and Islam. Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. And in this life that Allah has given us, ask Allah for afiya. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security of our Iman, of our Islam, our health, our wealth, our honor, whatever we have. So Ya Allah, it is of you. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wa salam. Barakallahu feekum asalim kareem. Inshallah, 5:30 we will speak. Inshallah, al-Aziz with the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.